Eldermark integrates with PaySafe for ACH and credit card payments. Eldermark has announced its integration with PaySafe, a specialized payments platform, to bring customers greater convenience with simplified payments. Eldermark is a healthcare technology provider for the senior care industry, and with this integration, Eldermark's senior living customers can make payments via ACH and credit card. Via the partnership with PaySafe, senior living communities are enabled to facilitate their accounting processes, eliminate shuffling checks, and gain greater visibility into their businesses. Moreover, resident customers and their responsible parties can now enjoy using PaySafe to set up automatic payments or pay invoices online through the customer payment portal that includes 24/7 PaySafe customer technical support. Online casino and sportsbook BETZEST partners with payment provider CashtoCode. Online casino and sportsbook BETZEST has partnered with payment service provider CashtoCode to offer real-time transactions for the Europe-based online gaming industry. According to European Gaming, CashtoCode is already available on BETZEST Cashier, offering up to €400 real-time payments for European and international players, without the need of giving away bank or credit card details. Moreover, the company plans to extend its collaborations with casino and payment methods providers by the end of Q2, 2020. BETZEST is an online sportsbook and casino operator run by a team of iGaming experts. The company is offering sports betting and casino games under the MGA license, with operations in various markets and online gambling verticals such as live betting, live casino, e-sports and virtual sports. Invoice Cloud supports electronic bill payment platforms with Apple Pay and Google Pay. Invoice Cloud, a provider of PCI-compliant electronic payments, has updated its online bill payment platform with Apple Pay and Google Pay as additional payment options. Apple Pay and Google Pay are two of the most widely used mobile payment and digital wallet services available to consumers on their laptop, tablet, or other mobile device. Invoice Cloud has integrated these payment options into existing mobile and online platforms for one-time payments at no additional cost. According to industry forecasts, Apple Pay is projected to be a leading digital wallet with 227 million users worldwide, while Google Pay is expected to reach 100 million users in 2020. Organizations using Invoice Cloud now have both options immediately available for mobile and online payments, according to the official press release. The Invoice Cloud platform automatically detects if a customer is eligible to use Apple Pay or Google Pay to make payments on their mobile device. Any restrictions on the use of credit and debit cards set by individual billers will still apply. Fund management companies attract followers on Alipay. Alipay has revealed that 82 fund management companies in China have collectively attracted over 120 million followers on their official corporate accounts on Alipay as of 9 June 2020. In addition, 128 of 143 fund management companies in China are now offering products and services on Alipay. In 2017, Alipay launched Kaifuhao, a corporate account service powered by AI on Alipay's wealth management platform, which gives financial institutions access to a suite of AI capabilities and digital solutions, including better user connectivity, operational optimization, and smart marketing. By launching a Kaifuhao account on Alipay, fund managers can provide users with tailored investor education and wealth management products. Moreover, in May 2020, Alipay incorporated a live streaming feature on Kaifuhao to enable fund managers to better engage their mobile-savvy followers. In March 2020, Alipay announced a three-year plan to support the digital transformation of 40 million service providers across China and evolve from a platform that provides inclusive financial services to an open, vibrant digital ecosystem that offers users a gateway into a comprehensive digital lifestyle. In response to this, service providers and financial institutions are migrating or updating their services on the Alipay platform to better serve and optimize the user experience. Klarna rolls out a Vibe loyalty program. By now, pay later service Klarna has announced the launch of its own loyalty scheme, called Vibe, in the US. According to altfi.com, Vibe will give shoppers 1 point for every $1 they spend using Klarna, which can be redeemed for rewards like gift cards at retailers such as Starbucks, Sephora, Foot Locker and Uber. Moreover, Klarna plans to roll out Vibe to Germany, Sweden, the UK, and Australia in late 2020. Klarna allows shoppers to pay 30 days later for online purchases, or split payments over 3 months or up to 4 years, giving additional flexibility to return items without always having to pay upfront. Therefore, by integrating Vibe with Klarna's checkout through its app or in a web browser, customers can benefit from the rewards program, and more. Besides, the company has a Klarna Ghost card in the US, which is a single-use virtual card, allowing even retailers that haven't signed up to use Klarna's features, altfi.com reported. Uber, Flutterwave partner to launch Uber Cash in Africa. Uber has partnered with US-based fintech company Flutterwave to launch its Uber Cash digital wallet feature in Africa. According to TechCrunch, the partnership will allow riders to top up Uber wallets by using the remittance partners active on Flutterwave's Pan-African network. Moreover, Uber Cash in Africa will also accept transfers from Flutterwave's barter payment app, launched with Visa in 2019. The company plans to go live in South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Tanzania. Besides, Uber in Africa continued to run through the pandemic, with a couple exceptions in regions where there were government directives, such as Uganda and Lagos, Nigeria. Although Uber still accepts cash on the continent, being one of the world's largest unbanked populations has made progress on financial inclusion through mobile money. The initiative could increase Uber's ride traffic in Africa by boosting the volume of funds sent to digital wallets, while reducing facilitating the payment process, TechCrunch reported. TPAY Mobile acquires Turkey-based payment platform PayGuru. Middle East and Africa-based mobile payment enabler TPAY Mobile has announced the acquisition of 100% of the shares of Turkey-based payment service provider PayGuru. According to the press release, the transaction remains subject to approvals from the Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey (CBRT) and the Competition Authority. PayGuru offers mobile payments, ATM cash payments, and bank transfer services to its merchants through its integration with Turkey's three mobile network operators, Turkcell, Vodafone, and TRK Telecom, and eight major banks in Turkey, Ziraat Bankas, Yap Kredi Bankas, Türkiye Bankas, Garanti Bankas, Akbank, TEB Paribas, Vakıfbank, and QNB Finance Bank. Moreover, TPAY Mobile enables payments acceptance from more than 54 mobile payment channels, which are connected to over 580 million consumers in the region. Leveraging direct carrier billing, DCB, mobile wallet and mobile money, through a single integration, merchant partners can unlock access to these consumers across 24 countries. Overall, TPAY Mobile hopes that the acquisition of PayGuru will expand its offering of alternative payment products, financial technologies, and will contribute to further growth across geographies and business lines. Belly Melly launches dine-in solutions to help local restaurants and the communities they serve. US-based online food ordering platform Belly Melly has launched a contactless dine-in solution to help restaurants across the country reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the press release, the Belly Melly app is free and provides a zero-contact option for restaurants and customers, whether they want to dine in person or have their meals delivered. To use the service in restaurants, customers have to download the Belly Melly app, scan the QR code which can be displayed on each table within the restaurant and order a meal, which is immediately sent to the restaurant's kitchen. Afterwards, the app enables the customer to make the contactless payment for the meal and add a tip, while the restaurant's waitstaff brings the food directly to the customer's table. Furthermore, regarding the takeout food option, users can order from a local restaurant by using the Belly Melly app or online portal. Besides, by selecting upon checkout from a list of local community organizations, consumers can donate a percentage of the sale price at no cost. Each restaurant decides an appropriate percentage to donate to its community partner of choice, anything from nonprofit organizations to local schools. Subsequently, Belly Melly collects the payment, sends the profit to the restaurant, and shares the donation directly with community organizations. Overall, Belly Melly helps local restaurants keep up with third-party sites for takeout and delivery orders, while allowing users the opportunity to give back to their local communities at no cost to them. of Europe-based checkouts have multiple errors, Stripe data reveals. Stripe's data has revealed that 58% of Europe-based checkouts have at least three basic errors, which could slow down the checkout process for customers. According to E-commerce News Europe, Stripe reviewed 450 e-commerce websites across the UK, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, and Sweden, uncovering the basic errors encountered at the checkouts by customers. Some of the most common errors found at checkout pages include not automatically verifying the card number as it was entered, 42%, the absence of a numerical keypad for entering card numbers on mobile devices, 29%, allowing transactions to be submitted with incorrect card numbers or expiry dates, 39%. Moreover, checkouts in Italy and the Netherlands performed poorly for many factors. For example, in Italy, two-thirds of the analyzed websites didn't confirm the card type when a card number was entered, while 56% didn't automatically verify the card number. In the Netherlands, half of the checkout pages didn't confirm the card type, while 56% let customers attempt to pay with an expired card date. However, with regards to checkouts allowing the card number to be entered without spaces, the Netherlands exceeded Italy. Additionally, checkouts in France performed the worst, with about 4 in 10 not accepting numbers without spaces. Another difficulty encountered by consumers is the fact that although 96% of checkouts are adapted to mobile screen sizes, only 12% of these pages supported mobile wallets. Besides, many e-commerce checkouts aren't translated into local languages, while 81% of all European checkouts don't offer local payment methods like iDEAL, EPS, P24 or BanContact, E-commerce News Europe reported. Nixing truck stops and fax machines from freight billing workflows. By its very nature, the freight and logistics arena is mobile, so it may come as a surprise that oftentimes, the technology truck drivers and back office departments use to move goods from point A to point B is far from mobile friendly. The pandemic has forced many trucking operations businesses to examine the impact of these legacy processes and, in some cases, has forced firms to make swift adjustments to the way they operate as a result. According to Vector Vice President Francis Adanza, trucking firms can no longer afford to ignore legacy ways of operation. Indeed, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview, paper and fax remain staples in a sector that continues to face challenges as a mobile industry with a high reliance on collaboration with other players in a single supply chain. While cloud technology adoption is on the rise, there are still key points of friction. The billing process, for instance, is one of them. Traditionally, the way billing is done, the driver delivers their freight, and after proof of delivery or bill of lading is signed by the customer, therefore transferring responsibility of the freight, the truck driver should either have to go to a communal truck stop and fax that back, or compile all of their receipts and physically mail that back to the office, explained Adanza. Either scenario is cumbersome to the back office. This information must get to the back office in order for an organization to generate an invoice and bill a customer. Yet the continued use of fax machines and paper make this a sluggish operation that can create additional barriers to cash flowing into the accounts receivable department. Mobile technologies that address friction points like these must not only be able to digitize operations for a driver on the road, but digitally connect that driver to the home base of the back office. This was among the goals in mind for a recent partnership Vector announced with transportation management system (TMS) provider McCloud Software. In their agreement, Vector is integrating its mobile capture technology into the TMS for McCloud's existing clients to use. According to Adanza, building mobile-friendly tools that can work with what trucking and other logistics companies already use rather than forcing them to migrate off one tool and onto another can ease the friction associated with digitization. The pandemic's impact. Taking a pause at a communal truck stop to fax documents to the office is far from efficient. But in a pandemic, with many of these stops closed, it's impossible. A similar point of friction has been amplified by the pandemic in the area of bills of lading, BOL, said Adanza. The BOL is proof of receipt of freight services, and it is another critical document to ensure the proper players pay and get paid. Yet these documents are often physical and require signatures, a process that similarly becomes difficult at the point of delivery when the shipper, carrier and receiver must all be involved. Social distancing mandates make this an even greater challenge. Digitizing the BOL has been a recent focus for Vector, said Adanza, pointing to the company's ongoing pilot of its mobile BOL solution. Digitizing that with so many moving parts was complicated, not just logistically, but legally as an e-document, he said. If the carrier can't pull into the shipper's terminal and physically interact to abide by social distancing, how can they logistically and legally accept that freight and take it forward? Similar conundrums have arisen in the freight and logistics space as it works to manage incredible supply chain volatility and pressure for goods to continue moving. Like many firms, however, the challenge can be presented as an opportunity for trucking firms to digitize, connect drivers and back offices via mobile tools, and ultimately accelerate the flow of cash. The business benefits have been there all along, added Adanza, but the pandemic has highlighted some of these inefficiencies. Why the enterprise must take the lead on back-office integration. With software as a service, SaaS, now a staple in the enterprise back-office for businesses large and small, data integration has surfaced as a key challenge for firms that need to obtain the highest possible return on investment. In financial functions, adoption of procure-to-pay, expense management, accounts payable (AP), accounts receivable (AR), and other apps is on the rise, particularly as today's corporates are forced to accelerate their cloud migrations to support remote working environments. But accessing siloed portals from home does not guarantee that technology will present a holistic, real-time view of financials. And according to Soligo founder and CEO Jan Arends, SaaS platforms' embrace of the API may be misleading corporates toward promoting back-office integration themselves. Speaking with PYMNTS, Arends sounded off on the state of corporates' back-office integration journeys, and why firms should leverage cloud migration to develop a blueprint for how their own financial functions will coexist, collaborate and provide heightened financial visibility. A connectivity challenge. When an organization adopts a SaaS platform in the area of, for instance, procure-to-pay, the bare minimum of data integration must occur at the intersection between that platform and the system of record, typically the Enterprise Resource Planning (ERP) portal. Increasingly, fintechs and developers of other enterprise apps are building proprietary APIs to enable connectivity, not only with the ERP and other foundational platforms, but also with adjacent apps. A procure-to-pay solution may announce connectivity capabilities with accounting portals, as an example. The problem with this strategy of promoting back-office connectivity, said Arends, is that often, these connections fall short of what corporates really need to promote operational efficiency. When you buy these various business apps, a vendor may say, "Don't worry, we connect to your ERP." That in and of itself is fine, he said. But imagine if you have 20 other SaaS apps in the back office, and each has an integration built natively by the vendor itself. Each integration doesn't know about the existence of the other. It's not all meant to work together. This is the point of critical mass, he pointed out, at which point corporations begin to understand the shortcomings of relying on third-party platforms to facilitate data connectivity. A spectrum of maturity. For Soligo, this is also the point at which to step in and facilitate these data integrations. But first, it must assess where an organization sits along a spectrum of integration maturity. On one end are the organizations, often smaller, that tend to manually move data from one portal to another. At the other end are firms that have approached the creation of their back offices with a holistic blueprint in mind for how each platform will work together. As you can imagine, the truth typically lies in the various shades of gray in the middle, said Arends. Most companies may come to the back office with a focus on automation of business processes, with sometimes three or four processes in mind. But they don't think about it holistically. How is everything going to work together? In the case of a procure-to-pay solution, technology may enable the automation of purchase order generation or invoice processing. But when it comes time to pay a vendor and then account for that financial transaction, how that procurement platform speaks with adjacent accounts payable, accounting and ERP portals can have a massive impact on a firm's ability to truly automate and gain financial clarity. A mindset shift. When asked whether he believes organizations truly understand what it means for the back office, Arends said that unfortunately, the short answer, by and large, is no. But amid a global pandemic and market disruption, corporates across the board are quickly evolving and adjusting their mindsets to emphasize the role that cloud-based platforms play in supporting their operations. That means the current moment presents a significant opportunity for firms to develop that interconnectivity blueprint as they migrate to the cloud and explore a growing mass of enterprise app options. And rather than have those apps take the lead on data connectivity, Arends noted, firms stand to gain the most when they take the lead on building their back offices with data integration in mind. Today's businesses must consider a multitude of factors in their digital migrations, he said, from selecting a cloud-based accounting platform to adjusting their online presence and e-commerce strategies to plan for long-term shifts in their customers' shopping habits. Especially in the last 6 weeks, we're in a situation where we're seeing tremendous interest around the back office to make things more efficient, he said. Doing more with less seems to be the mantra, and automation is the key theme. How can businesses automate to get a better ROI and obtain better visibility? BNP Paribas boosts vCard adoption within Copa. Bank fintech collaboration continues as more industry stakeholders consider the value of open banking and areas of operations most primed to benefit from the business model. This week's examination of the latest tie-ups include a new partnership between Copa and BNP Paribas, as well as a broader discussion of the impact of open finance on small businesses by Plaid. BNP Paribas, Copa Pair on vCards. Corporate spend management platform Copa is expanding availability of virtual commercial card payments as a result of a partnership with BNP Paribas, according to a press release from the financial institution. The bank announced this week that its BNP Paribas virtual card is now integrated within Copa Pay, a B2B payment solution on the business spend management portal, allowing companies to use BNP Paribas vCards to pay their suppliers and then manage and analyze that transaction data. We developed Copa Pay to improve the business payments process and help our customers to pay simpler, smarter and faster, said Udo Gruenhoff, vice president of Copa Pay EMEA, in a statement. It is exciting that this is now also possible using BNP Paribas virtual credit cards. The companies cited the heightened fraud mitigation capabilities resulting from virtual card adoption, streamlined supplier onboarding support from both Copa and BNP Paribas, as well as greater transparency into transaction data as key benefits from their collaboration. The ability to use BNP Paribas virtual cards within the Copa Pay module enables our corporate customers to benefit from an end-to-end procurement solution for their indirect and direct spending, added Karim Benaziz Humain, global head of commercial card sales for BNP Paribas. This integrated solution enables corporations to generate additional process savings when paying suppliers and financial benefits, amongst which extended payment terms are becoming even more critical for customers' cash optimization. Railsbank extends Aspire functionality. Open banking platform Railsbank is collaborating with Singapore-based Neobank Aspire to expand its services for small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, according to recent reports. As a mobile-native platform, Aspire will use RailsBank technology to enhance its own core infrastructure to optimize the bank account experience for SMB customers. Specifically, the companies noted, Aspire will adopt RailsBank's Singapore Dollar Bank account, making it the first neobank in Southeast Asia to adopt the tool. We consider it a great achievement that although we have been in Singapore for such a short time, we have introduced these bank accounts, said RailsBank co-founder and CEO Nigel Verdon in a statement. We are also having a great dialogue with companies throughout the whole region on how to leverage banking as a platform. Saxo Inc.'s Give Bank Deals. Challenger bank Saxo Bank is collaborating with 5 traditional banks in Denmark to allow these financial institutions to white-label Saxo's trading and investment technologies, Saxo said in a recent press release. The result of a collaboration with IT infrastructure firm SDC, the collaborations mean SDC member banks will gain access to Saxo's technologies for their own customers. Collectively, the banks service about 500,000 clients, the announcement noted. SDC was formed and is owned by 120 member banks to access its core banking infrastructure and support bank digitization. Working with Saxo will connect these 5 banks to a tool that provides a holistic view of clients' overall portfolios. In a statement, Saxo Bank CEO and founder Kim Forney said the collaboration has been a very constructive process, where we have leveraged our expertise of building white-label solutions and worked closely with the participating banks to fully understand their clients' and advisors' needs. Plaid dives into open finance. In partnership with Fintech 11, FS, Plaid, a fintech that facilitates the connectivity of bank account data to third-party apps, published a new report on the concept of open finance and its impact on the overall financial services arena. Their joint report, Open Finance, Shaping the Future of Financial Services, discusses various ways industry stakeholders can approach and implement the concept of open finance and the value of such a business model. Identifying a range of use cases, Plaid and 11, FS highlighted SMB finance as one key area of focus for this strategy. Between bookkeeping and payroll, it can be challenging for a business to organize and track their finances, the report stated. Open finance will allow faster payroll, simpler expense management, and streamlined invoicing and budgeting. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.